Genesis 17, verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless." Zero. Such a discouraging word in our bank account, on a report card, in our tank in the middle of nowhere. And when you multiply anything by zero, you get zero. Now, it may not work on a math final if you have one coming that this week, but let us learn with Abram that 3 times 0 is 144,000. Abram had been learning for 99 years that he was a zero. He and Sarai had found they were zero. They couldn't produce a child. Abram even prostituted his marriage to try to get a child. But Ishmael was not a child of living promise, for he too was a sinner subject to death. 0 times 0 is 0. Man can only produce sinners born to sin and grief, strife and death. John 1 tells us that a living promise comes not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So, 3 times 0 is 144,000, for 3 represents our triune God of life. While man can never multiply his nothingness into the perfect, our Creator God has from the beginning been taking nothing and making it the very good. He promised in Genesis 12 to give Abram a child of promise. 24 years later, there still was no child of promise. And Sarai had now gone through menopause. But God demonstrated to Abraham, to you, to me, that our reproductive systems, our best ideas, our most noble works cannot give a living promise. But the Lord came revealing himself as that living promise, giving a name that had not been recorded before, El Shaddai. El, the one who created out of nothing. Shaddai, as a mother nourishes her child, sustaining life. This creator of sustaining nourishment now produces the 144,000. He commands what he alone can create and preserve. Walk before me and be blameless. According to Revelation 7, 144,000 represents the whole multitude of those who are saved by grace alone. God creates and keeps Abraham, you and me, blameless in Christ. El Shaddai's promises are the sustaining nourishment for his church, and he has not put us on a restricted diet. 7,500 promises are recorded in Scripture to amply nourish and sustain us. In this chapter, Genesis 17, there's a promise connected with every verse. Let's consider 4 specific promises to Abram. Verse 2, I will make my covenant of salvation. Genesis 12, God had stated that covenant. In one of your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. A covenant that still abounds to you. Matthew 9, Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Mark 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. 1 Peter 1, you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish or spot. Abram fell down in thanksgiving. Shall not we? Verse 4, El Shaddai promises, as for me myself, my covenant is with you. You shall be the father of many. And God declares it already fulfilled, changing his name to Abraham, father of many. Romans 4, quoting this same promise, continues, therefore, the promise is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be certain to all who are of the faith of Abraham. A promise that is indeed assured to you, even now, Ephesians 1, you have obtained the inheritance. 1 John 3, beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Verse 6, El Shaddai promises, I will so nourish you that I will make you exceedingly fruitful. Kings shall come from you. Not just David, Solomon, and their line, but Jesus came from Abraham to be the King of kings and Lord of lords, who has promised you who believe in him. 1 Peter 2, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Revelation 1, he washed you from your own sins in his own blood to make you kings. Kings to rule with him over sin, over death and the devil, righteous and blameless in Christ. Verse 7, El Shaddai adds, this is an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. And didn't Jesus promise you? I am with you always. Matthew 28. Or Hebrews 13, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that with all boldness you can say, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Zero. It is such an encouraging number in the account balance on sin, in the number of enemies who can harm you, in the number of times that El Shaddai will fail to nourish you. The creator of sustaining nourishment gives the living promise, walk before me and be blameless by guarding my covenant. 3 times 0 is 144,000. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 471, stanzas 1 and 5.